Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom and prayers of the saints to help us deal with the mess that we are so that we might make it to heaven.
I'm a mess. You're a mess.
We're all a mess.
Jesus is Lord.
Praise be to God for that. So today we're going to be talking about what does it look like? What should you do as you enter into a spiritual direction session? The last show, we talked about how to wreck a spiritual direction relationship. We talked about boundaries, violating those boundaries.
Understanding the proper context of the relationship.
How to deal with negative emotions, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So this time we thought it would talk. It would be a good time to talk about what does a good session look like in general. Mm-hmm. If you want references for this, or you want to study this more, you can pick up my book, Navigating the Interior Life, which I wrote a while back, but it was voted the best book of the year at the time.
I'd also suggest reading Devil in the Castle as well as kind of a secondary, along with Spiritual Warfare and Discernment of Spirits. But I think those three together, and if you don't know how to pray into the deep, those four together are going to give you like a really good sound basis for what you need to talk about in prayer.
That gives me a lot of consolation direction. To hear that. It's very encouraging to
it's
hear
true.
That.
It's true.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Yeah. I agree. They sort of cover the whole mm-hmm. spectrum of things. So if you want to learn more or find those books, head out to spiritualdirection.com in the shop area and you'll find them all there. There's also thousands of articles and videos and recordings about spiritual direction, the interior life, you can find there. But a good session begins before the session.
Yes, long before, actually, not the moment before where you kind of show up and go, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Now, have I done that? Yes.
Yeah.
just to be totally transparent, you know, I have done that before and I start speaking and, you know, my director is very merciful. And, you know, the mess came out and it was pretty glorious what came out as a result, but.
Not to accuse you, because yeah. I have done it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say it myself. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
Both to the Lord and to their director who's given you their time.
Right.
And I've probably done it more than you.
Yeah.
But you really need to come prepared. You need to think about, you need to spend an hour maybe in adoration. Think about what you talked about the last time. Mm-hmm. How have you made progress? How have you made, you know, what I tend to do for me now anyway, is I put in my rule of life, my daily thing that I check to do my examine against what I'm working on with my director. Mm-hmm. So in right now in my rule, it says silence and presence. And those are things, silence is necessary for me to grow spiritually. And I need more of it in my life. And I have a struggle with that because I'm a consumer of information, and presence means constantly being aware of the presence of the Lord and learning to pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the center of my conversation with her is the presence thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, what about you? How are you preparing?
Yeah. It's been interesting for me that I experience so much constantly. And what I have found that works very well for me and with my director is I actually, in the notes section of my iPad, I keep notes. So if there are significant movements in my life, in prayer, relationship, whatever, that's revolving around the Lord and what he's doing in me, I will make a note like this happened on this date. And I will jot down notes as those movements are going. Mm-hmm. Because at this point in my journey, I don't know how else to say this, but it feels a little bit like she and I are riding the waves, mm-hmm. When we go into direction. And so we take all those movements And then she distills it down to the primary theme, the primary call, the primary movement of the Lord, and helps me kind of make sense of it all. So that's how I do it. I'm constantly keeping notes. So when I go to her, these are the major movements that have happened. And I'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about how to prepare well for direction.
You know? Yeah. So in navigating the interior life, one of the things I talk about is you should not expect your director to act like a doctor. Doctors make six figures. Directors make nothing usually. You don't charge anything. I've never charged anything. Mm-hmm. Never even asked for anything from anyone. So it's really inappropriate to put a lot of weight on them for your spiritual life. In a doctor's office, they have a file on you. And when you come in the door, that file is placed in a little tray outside your room. Hopefully the doctor reviewed it before that moment, but a good doctor will have reviewed it, and then they open it, they look at it, then they enter the room, then they see what's going on. That's not the way spiritual direction should work. You keep your file, just like you just talked about. You keep your file. You keep track of what they said the last time. You make sure you're following through and being obedient and being open and being respectful of their time and energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now what else do you do? Anything else you do to prepare for a meeting? That's about all I do.
Yeah, that for me at this point is what I'm doing. You know, back when I was first starting, it was I being consistent in prayer, which I can talk about now. It's interesting. Going through a number of some purifying of kind of how I spend my days, my own calls in prayer, what the Lord was asking of me. I had to kind of revisit how direction was going for me, for my directees and all of it. Right. And frankly, I have to be honest. I said yes too many times. And I remember saying to you, I figure if the Lord sends them, I'm supposed to.
And I said, you're like, no, it doesn't work like that.
But I had a hard time saying no, right? Because I care for souls, and it's so precious. It's such sacred ground. It's not about I have the answers. I don't. But it's more of this sense of a deep compassion and empathy to walk with the suffering and help them find the light, right? Because I honestly, as I was reflecting in prayer, it's Him alone. I would be nothing without the Lord. I would not survive a day without the Lord. He's everything. And if we don't find that, if we don't understand that relationship, if we don't seek Him with all that we are, and if someone doesn't help us to get through the muck, you know, no wonder people are languishing. No wonder that, you know, I've heard from three mothers within the last 3 weeks of young men committing suicide. I've heard from a number of young mothers with young daughters who are struggling with suicidal ideation. The world's a mess. We need help navigating this life. And navigating what's happening inside of us. So, you know, all that to be said is discernment of spirits, thinking about your thinking, preparing properly in your prayer every day is a very important part of coming to your director and saying, help me through this. Help me to keep going and show me where to go next.
You know, a little more just to kind of get to practical with what you said. You should learn. You got to be practicing daily mental prayer. You're wasting your time and direction. If your director is not teaching you mental prayer, you need to get a new director. If they don't understand the importance of it, they're just going to be bold about that. So that's why Stephanie mentioned Into the Deep. There's a film series. It's free as well on spiritualdirection.com. So mental prayer, discernment of spirits you mentioned. So I wrote the book Spiritual Warfare and Discernment of Spirits. I do ask directees, and I think you do too, to note where they're feeling desolation or experiencing desolation and where they're experiencing consolation. Mm-hmm. And so like in with the directee I met with yesterday, I was asking, where are your consolations? And I want to know. And I told them for our next meeting, I want you to make note of where the Lord is moving and speaking to you, consoling you, directing you in this good way. Mm-hmm. So you, why? Because we're in this particular case, the directee is learning. You know, he asked me, how do I hear the voice of God? I said, my brother, you're on the way. Mm-hmm. You know, you're practicing daily mental prayer. Your sacramental life is sound. You're learn discernment of spirits, where you learn what isn't the voice of God. Usually the opposite direction is. So that's kind of the negative way of learning. The positive way is hearing consolations, interpreting consolations, and also being in scripture and being and hearing the voice of Jesus. So being ready when you come to your director with those movements, making notes after your prayer time in the morning, mm-hmm. super tired, consoled. I occasionally will write down, which is very rare for me, not for you, but I had an experience not too long ago where the Blessed Mother, based on the statue in Mary Maggiore in Rome, placed her arm around me mm-hmm. and her hand out to repel the enemy, mm-hmm. like I was her little child on her lap, mm-hmm. you know, and I wrote that down and then talked with my director about it. So those are some other ways of preparing. Now, when we hit the session, which we'll cover more after the break, mm-hmm. What's that session supposed to look like? Or what does a healthy spiritual direction mm-hmm. session look like? Why don't you go ahead and start with the first element of that?
Before we go there, I did want to go over this, and I think we have enough time.
Sure.
So what I ask, what I reference for preparation now in direction is the paradigm of ascent, which you write about in Devil in the Castle.
Yeah.
So that's important.
Yeah.
You know, so basically the elements are, you know, fiat. Mm-hmm. Have you given your fiat? Are your sacraments sound? Is your mm-hmm. prayer and reflection sound? And are you practicing self-denial for the sake of self-giving? Mm-hmm. So I asked my prayer, my directees to look at these areas. Have you given your daily fiat? Are your sacraments sound? Are you going to daily mass? Have you practiced daily mental prayer in your exam? And how is that going? What are your movements and counter movements of significance? Let's talk about them. Let's discuss those. Daily attention to self-denial for the sake of self-giving according to your state of life, and in regards to your most important relationships, you know. And then discernment of spirits practice, like where are you seeing the movements? Where have you had to fight the most? Where are you being consoled, as you were talking about? So when we get back from direction, let's dive a little bit more into what that looks like when you come into direction.
Sounds great.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father, so there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation. You know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life, those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will titled Finding Peace in the Storm with commentary by Dan Burke.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome back to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. We're talking about spiritual direction. In our last show, we talked about how to ruin your spiritual direction relationship. This one, we're talking about how to help it. and what is a good spiritual direction session look like. Stephanie, before the break, mentioned the paradigm of ascent, and she mentioned that it's in The Devil in the Castle, which is a book that I wrote recently, and it's on page 121, and she kind of walked through the elements, not kind of, she did walk through the elements quickly.
Mm-hmm. You want to break them down?
Sure. The first element, the most important one, is our yes, and that's our fiat. That's, you know, that's where Mary enters into the center of our understanding of what it means to follow God, because her yes was perfect.
It was an act of the will.
Yeah.
She chose to follow the Lord.
Yeah.
She could have said no.
Right.
And that to me is something I've never forgotten, right? That Our Lady could have said no. And so each day when we wake up, we need to make a fundamental yes towards the Lord, mm-hmm. to say, I choose you. Like, yeah. what does that look like for me to choose the Lord every day?
Yeah.
I get up, I brush my teeth, I grab a cup of coffee, I pick up my prayer materials, and I go to my sacred space, whether it's in my room, sacred space, or it's back on the back porch of the patio at 4 a.m. in the morning, mm-hmm. and with all of creation singing,
waking up
a little bit at a time, which is a glorious sacred space as well. So that's my fiat, you know, Lord, I'm coming to see you.
Yeah.
You've called me to prayer. You've called me into this relationship, and I choose to be part of that.
Yeah.
Right. Because if there's anything short of choosing our relationship with the Lord, we've said
no. And sin is just that. Sin is saying no. And so as we're coming into the conversation, we want to dialogue about, or we directors want to listen, how big is the yes of the person? Mm-hmm. I had a direction with somebody yesterday whose yes is gigantic. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a challenge for a director because it's quite unusual, mm-hmm. figuring out, okay, where is the Lord moving in this person's life? But usually it's smaller than that with most people. And you're trying to expand that in their life and discover, mm-hmm. where they're saying no, which is sin, the exercise of sin, whether it be mortal or venial or have imperfection, mm-hmm. and then leading them out of that sin to a greater yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most important support for your yes is the sacraments, mm-hmm. the ones that we partake of continually. There's three for married people. There's two for single people. One is confession, and it's very important that you know that your directees are going to confession at least monthly. It's important as a directee that you're doing an in-depth examination at least once a month to understand or keep track of where you are in your patterns of sin or virtue. And that means, by definition, which we'll get to later, is you're doing an examine. So anything about confession you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I think fundamentally, don't make any assumptions as a director or as a directee that you know what sin is.
Yeah.
Right? And a real good examine, there's one published by Leaflet, we also have one, I think, on our site,
yeah.
on how to make a good confession.
Yeah.
And really that one is the best, because I think we've made some edits and yeah. some additions to that one. And so it is very hard to listen to the Lord. It's fundamentally almost impossible to be able to hear the movements of the Lord if you're in a state of mortal sin.
Yeah.
If your life isn't in conformity to the moral truths and the moral teachings of the church.
Yeah.
So if you want to be serious about this and to follow the Lord, first you must align your life with Him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be hard. It's going to create some tension. You're going to have to disentangle some things. I think for women, some of the biggest problems is we were fed, you know, a huge truckload of lies growing up. So were men. And so we need to unpack that stuff and get rid of it and shed it, confess it, move it out of the way so that we can move forward. So confession.
The right? next one is the sacrament of the Eucharist. And the goal isn't to go just once a week. The goal is to immerse yourself every time you go, mm-hmm. and go as often as you possibly can. And I would include in this adoration as well. Mm-hmm. But Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, you cannot miss on Sundays. That's a mortal sin. It should be basics that every Catholic knows. And but you know, for us, it's hard to get to Mass with us. We have to drive at least an hour every day each time we go to Mass, and then the time for Mass, and it's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. But most of the time we do it every day, even though we're extremely busy people. Mm-hmm. And even though we have a huge amount of responsibility, it's because we know we can't do it without the Eucharist, without receiving the Lord regularly.
Yeah. And it's a real difficult time in our, you know, and I think in the church sometimes that people don't often understand the power mm-hmm. of receiving our Lord and sitting in his presence, in quotes, wasting time with him.
Yeah.
It is profound. Yeah. I have watched directee after directee who has started to reorder their lives around the Eucharist instead of around sports, around mm-hmm. busyness, mm-hmm. around the rest of their activities, but they've started to reorder their lives around him, and their life becomes an outgrowth of their prayer, their Eucharist, their adoration time with him. And it is transformative. Mm. It changes their life.
The last one, if you're married, is intimacy
with your spouse.
And what's interesting is I just discovered that it's the first time it occurred to me in this triangle below supporting your yes, mm-hmm. that it should be there. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean the marital union in terms of flesh to flesh. It means intimacy. It means just paying attention to serving your spouse, which is also an ascetical discipline. Mm-hmm. But it's regularly saying, I love you, you're the most important thing to me, and then serving the other. That people don't realize, that's a recurring entering into the sacrament, like confession, like the Eucharist.
Yeah, the sacrament of marriage didn't happen on your wedding day, and then the rest of the time is just kind of a slow decline.
Yeah.
if that's your, you know, kind of, if you've ever heard, oh, this is the best day of your life after it's all downhill, that's a terrible thing to say to a married couple. And you probably need to come to a marriage retreat with us.
Look
Divine
on
Divine Intimacy and Marriage. Look at our events page spiritualdirection.com.
Yeah.
Because you need some healing there, but it's a profound. Yeah.
The next element of the paradigm of ascent includes two things, prayer and reflection. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Prayer is mental prayer. If you're not practicing mental prayer, you will not make progress. And several doctors of the church will tell you, you're not going to make it to heaven. If you're not close to Jesus, which is the result of mental prayer, it's just not going to work out for you.
If you don't talk to him and listen to him through scripture
daily,
how can you claim to know him
daily?
How can you stand before him when you die and say, let me in? And he's going,
I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Which he said over and over in the New Testament to people who were good or bad.
All of them.
Externally to people who were good.
Yeah.
You know, externally they were good. Yeah. So mental prayer, if you don't know how to do that, Into the Deep film series book, it's out there on spiritualdirection.com. You can't miss that. Reflection means examination. There's two kinds of examination. One is one where you look back on your day and gain an awareness of your sins, your virtues, your progress on your rule of life, all of that. And you assess that in a Godward way in terms of with God, what he's asking you to do. So those two things, there's two kinds of examines though. The other kind of examine that is vital is the ones that we've talked about with discernment of spirits. Mm-hmm. Where am I in consolation and desolation? Where is the Lord encouraging me? Where is the enemy seeking to discourage me? And how do I fight that battle? So those two are necessary elements to protecting that yes, nurturing the yes after the sacraments.
Absolutely.
The third and last component of the triangle is of the paradigm of ascent is self-denial for the sake of self-giving. And really the good news is if you deal with your yes, your participation in the sacraments, your prayer and reflection, both in terms of rule of life and discernment of spirits, you are living a properly ascetical life. What is ascesis? It just means exercise. It means you're exercising your will against your lower nature, your flesh, your passions that want to lead you and direct you, against where the enemy wants to lead you and direct you, against where your sin wants to lead you and direct you. And you're suppressing that reality and embracing the truth, wisdom, direction, inspiration of God.
Yeah, it starts to live out in your relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, self-denial for the sake of self-giving with the Lord. Are you showing up? Are you denying your flesh and mm-hmm. praying? Are you denying your flesh and serving your spouse? Are you denying yourself and
going
living out the fullness of what it means to be, you know, a daughter of the King, a son of the King, a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, mm-hmm. a child? How are you living out this relationship with the Lord in the context of your day to day? Because that's where the Lord is. We are to love God and love others. And that is where he is in every moment of every day. So that's the relationship. And when we start to examine those areas, when we start to speak of those areas with our spiritual director and what the Lord's doing in our prayer and in our relationships and in our life and how we're being led or following well or not, we're in a state of docility. We can be assured that we're going to be making progress in the interior life. That is how you become a saint. It cannot happen by osmosis. We have to actually put in some effort, and that's how we get to heaven, by his grace alone, but in our cooperation with that grace and being awake in the day-to-day.
Amen.
So until next time, my friends, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.